Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de l'ANSSI, an education for life at IIL.
Today on Learn More, we are talking about summer camps. Apparently now is the time to look ahead to the summer and work out what the kids are going to do over the school holidays. Now, knowing far more about this than myself, I'm joined by Natalie Vettervold, who is going to take us through the considerations that she goes through because she plans and organises summer camps. That's literally her job, and she's the camp zone manager at the International Institute of L'ANSSI. So first of all, Natalie, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So let's have a look at the summer camps and how we might now prepare and what we might consider when it comes to planning a summer camp. And how do parents actually choose which ones to send their kids to?
I think it's very important for parents to look at the location of the camp, the timing that the camp proposes, the choices of activity is also very important, mm-hmm. of course, the price, and
sure.
what kind of packages also we can offer.
So when it comes to things like the choice of activity, it seems to me like there's quite a lot of them that are quite themed. Is that right? There's sort of technology camps or sportsy camps. Do you get also more general camps as well that just do a bit of everything?
Well, for instance, I'm talking from IIL point of view, we do a bit of everything in order to have this variety and this choices of activities. So all depends what kind of camps you're looking for as a parent, if you're more for sporty, more language, or if you just want to do something that is more general, that touches a bit of everything.
So what about language? How important a consideration do you think that that is for parents? I mean...
Geneva being an international city, I think it's important also languages. For instance, children that want to learn a bit more or be more comfortable in French will look for camps that are taught in French, and the same for the English speakers and in the English speakers for the French. Sorry if that makes sense.
It does. So, okay, when you're planning your summer camps, once one summer camp is over and you're looking to plan the next year, what kind of things do you first look at doing? What's the very, very first thing that you look at doing for next year's camp?
So first of all, you look at, it's very important to get the feedback of all the parents and the children that were at summer camp, and you try to take this in consideration and look also, it's very important to look for new partners, for new activities, and that takes quite a bit of time because you need to find the right fit. And that's mostly the most important thing that you do when you finish the summer camp is finding the right partners for the next summer camp.
So what do you think makes the perfect camp for kids? What do kids want from a summer camp?
So I think for the kids' perspective is to really have fun during camps, so proposing fun activities. It's very important for them to also have friends in camp. So it's often camps children that subscribe also come with friends. And it's also important to have a good staff, so good and kind camp leaders to make the experience as best as possible. A child when has comes to camp has to have fun, you know. It's holiday, and he needs to finish camps with a huge smile and amazing memories.
What do you think that the parents are looking for? I mean, obviously they're looking for happy kids. They want their kids to have a good time. But what else? What are the extra considerations that you think that the parents go through?
Well, first of all, it's the timing that fit the family obligations. You know, with some people work full day, some people work half day. So it's if we can offer the flexibility for the parents to be able or to put the child half day, full day. I think that also the choice of camp is very important in the sense that they have a diversity of camps to choose. And I also think that it's very important for parents to know that their children are surrounded by professionals, that we're taking care of everything. And finally, the atmosphere, the general atmosphere, that means that, you know, you can learn, have fun, that you could provide outdoor time. So I think it's a mix of everything that will make the parents happy.
Nice. All right. Stay tuned. Natalie, stay with us. We're going to be looking at more considerations, really, about making those kinds of informed decisions about the right summer camp for your children. So Natalie will stick with us throughout the next half an hour, 45 minutes, as we talk about summer camps. Thanks, Natalie.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life at IIL.
We are joined by Camp Zone manager Natalie Vettervold, telling us all about summer camps, the things that we need to take into consideration when booking our kids on a summer camp. So Natalie, I want to carry on by asking you about what are the different kinds of summer camps that are out there? I understand that you can go on day camps or you can do these overnight camps. You know, the kids can go away for an entire week or an entire month somewhere. So what other things are there that make different camps different?
Well, all depends in what the children are looking for, but we've got all those day camps, which is just from 8 to 6 o'clock. But then you have the overnight camps, which are away camps. Can be in the mountains, at the lake, at the sea, and all depends what the parents are looking for and the children are looking for.
And what kind of questions do you think now that parents should be asking about different camps so that they can make an informed decision?
Well, first, I think the most important is to really understand and speaking to their child of what you really want to do, because there's nothing worse that the child has to feel obliged to go to camp because the experience is not at all the same. I would also say the numbers to have a good ratio with kids and adults, in the sense that the parents will feel reassured that their children are well taken care of, but also that kids have enough friends to play with. So it's a balance between those two things.
I guess at the moment as well, COVID is a consideration. So what do you think that parents should be asking if they're looking at doing a potential camp? What should they be asking in terms of COVID safety measures?
That's very, very important, and that we really emphasize on it. We have a whole COVID procedures on the Camp Zone website. But it's important also for them to know that we have everything put in place in terms of, for example, we were of course all wearing the masks, that they have all the disinfectant available all over the place at camps. I do have that question quite often. And again, everything is, we have extremely important procedures put in place for that.
Mm. And what about things like outside of COVID? I mean, what kind of security considerations do people like to know about in advance?
For example, if we have a nurse, that's very important, a nurse on campus in case there's any problems. And that's something that, for example, we have here at IIL. Also that we have professionals that are taking care of the children.
Do you get all of these questions from parents? Is it very normal for parents to be asking you all of these things?
To be fair, it's not the most important questions that I get from parents. The questions that I get the most is about the timings, the food, the pickup time.
Those are
the questions that are the most important indeed.
What about the different themed camps that you have? We mentioned earlier, we touched upon there are different things like different sporty ones, and then arty ones and techie kind of focuses. So do you think that you should put your child in a camp for a subject that they don't know very much about? Is this a time where you go, oh, my kid's not very sporty, I'd like them to be a little bit more sporty. Here, go and do a sporty camp. Is that a good idea?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea, unfortunately, because you can feel straight away that the child is not having fun at all. And I think it's nothing, how could I say that? You could see it on the child that he's not happy, he's not feeling well at camp. And so I think it's important to listen to what he really wants, because again, camps is supposed to be fun. You know, it's a good time, it's holiday, it's away time from from the parents, but away from time from school. So you should really have the good experience. And again, I've been in various cases where the children did not like the camp, and you know, the poor one was all sad at the end of the day, and that's not what we want. So
So maybe something that they are familiar with and they are encouraged to do, and then they'll be excited about it.
But
what about if a child isn't particularly outgoing? Do you have any top tips for parents maybe to encourage children to be more outgoing when it comes to maybe going to a camp that is perhaps run by a school that is not their school? They might not know anybody. What tips do you have?
So it's... I think what is important is that comes with what I said before, is the ratio of enough adults for kids, because it's important to see, first of all, if you see a child that's not feeling comfortable, to make him comfortable. But we also have all those exercises when we start camp, which is the icebreakers. And we really encourage the children to get to know each other. And if, for example, we see a child that's by himself or not feeling very comfortable, we try to introduce them to other children, to talk to him, and really help him to make him feel more comfortable.
So it's nice to know, basically, your camp leaders, they're trained to look out for this. You know, they
definitely
are looking out for that the whole time. And I guess camp can really help, because it puts you in that situation. It makes you practice talking to new people. Stay with us. We'll be talking more about summer camps coming up.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life. At IIL.
It's time to talk about the camps that you can do over the summer at IIL. And Camp Zone manager Natalie Vettervold is here to tell us all about it. So, Natalie, first of all, we're looking at camps, aren't we, between 3 and 12 years old specifically. What themes do you have at IIL?
So, at IIL, at Camp Zone, we really try to satisfy a bit of everybody, in the sense that we try to have something art, with the theme of art. For instance, we have manga workshops, create your own, do it yourself upcycling. So this is all about, you know, creating, for example, a lamp with sorry, I can't find my words, but
it's okay. So basically just essentially very creative ideas.
Exactly.
Okay. Other
then
themes?
Definitely. We have also everything which is more techie related. Mm-hmm. Build your own drone, or how to be able to create your own YouTube film, filmmaking. We also have, of course, the sporty. We are lucky to have a climbing wall here in IIL. So we have climbing, football,
nice,
basketball. And also every session of camps, for example, the summer camp, we always try to have something a bit different. For instance, this session we have soup, which is the paddle. Kids will be able to go on the lake and learn how to go on a paddle. We also have a circus camp, and we also have a magic camp. So I think that with this, you could find, your children can find something that they would really like.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of different variety in there. I love stand-up paddle, and I have background in circus. I'd be on that one. It would be that sort of a bit different one that you do. So do kids normally do multiple weeks? Because we're looking at a long summer holiday. I mean, how long is summer holiday normally? Are we looking at 8 weeks or something?
Yeah, 8 weeks. Yes.
And so do kids often come back week after week? Because parents work quite often. This is a great way for kids to be occupied and busy, and the parents can just go to work and drop them off and know that they're having a good summer. Do you find, therefore, that kids do maybe one techie week, and then maybe they try the arty week, even if that's not necessarily their first choice? Do they come back week after week?
Yes, they actually do. We have a lot of kids that come back at least 2 or 3 weeks in a row. That's why it's super important to have a different choice of activities, because at least if they come 2 weeks to camps, they will be sure to have something different during those 2 weeks.
And so let's just be clear. We did talk about the difference and things that you can do differently, like an overnight camp where you go off in the mountains, etc. Camp Zone is not that, though. Camp Zone is a day camp. When do the day camps run to and from?
So we start from 8:30 until 6 o'clock.
Lovely. And how have you made that convenient for working parents? Are there any other things that you've done?
For the working parents, for instance, the parents who work just half day, you can have the half day option. Or, of course, you have the whole day option and the children can have lunch at school, bring their own picnic, or even have a lunch provided by our school canteen.
How do you make it feel like it's not school for kids that do go to IIL normally?
Well, they don't have as many rules that they could have at school. We have music playing. We have different sort of games. They can also draw with chalk on the floor, which is something they can't do during school. So, yeah, they really have that feeling that they're at school, but without being at school. And which is really good for IIL children, is they do feel familiar to the premises without feeling at school.
And then vice versa, for this is open to not just students at IIL, but other students as well. So how do kids from other schools around the region, how do you make sure that they don't feel slightly isolated? How do you make them feel very welcome?
Well, there again, it's all about at the beginning doing all those little exercises of to break the ice and to know each other. And what we generally do is, because as a camp manager, and we're lucky enough to be able to know the kids really well, I would go to the children that I know quite well, introduce those new kids, and they will make sure that, you know, they feel welcomed.
Can you give us an idea, Natalie, just a vague idea, maybe just a range for pricing for a week's camp for anyone curious?
Our half-day camps run between 275 to 300. And if not, if you want a whole-day camp, it's about 550 to 650, all depending
right.
the camps you choose.
And how do people book? How do people find out more info?
So we have a new website, which is campzone.ch, and you can actually, it's an e-commerce site, so you can just book your camp. And it's really well done, because you can filter it with the age groups, the sort of camp you want to go to. And it's really straightforward. And of course, if they have any problem, you can always call me. I'm always there available to answer to any questions.
Natalie, thanks very much for telling us all about it. So campzone.ch, nice and simple if you're looking for a summer camp. Natalie, thanks very much for telling us all about different summer camps, the things to keep in consideration, and specifically Camp Zone. Have a great summer ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life at IIL.